time, we'll have a street called Hecate Street, which is actually pronounced Hecate Street.
If we were going to do it in its original Greek, which is the Greek goddess of witchcraft.
Hecate?
Hecate.
Or Hecate.
See, and I
call it Hecate.
I always thought it was the Hecate Strait. So then
the Hecate. Or
but it is the
Hecate. Or Hecate. There we go.
But we do call it Hecate.
Yeah, Hecate.
No, I mean
Hecate.
Okay, so there's the street.
I think.
And then it becomes like Hecate Street.
Yeah, Hecate. Yeah.
But do we call it the Hecate Strait?
Yeah, the Hecate Strait as well. Oh. There's a Georgia Strait and there's a Hecate Strait.
Yeah.
Right? They're different. Well, but no,
I'm confused.
Greek goddess of witchcraft.
Did you find this out today?
No, I've known this for quite some time.
Lies.
No, quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our favorite Russian told me about it. Then I Googled it and it was true.
Vlad?
Oui.
Da. Yeah, he is our... He is our favorite Russian. Is he Russian or is he Georgian? No, that was Georgie.
That's
was Georgie.
Georgie's Russian.
Georgie was...
I mean...
Georgie was Georgian.
No, Georgie was Georgian. No, Georgie was Bulgarian.
Yes, he was Bulgarian.
I thought he was Georgian.
No, we don't have any Georgians. We only have Bulgarians.
Yeah.
Oh. I like our people.
If Russia had the way, there'd be no Georgia.
Yeah, if it was Georgia, his last name would be like something Vili.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not even kidding. All the Georgians have Vili last names.
Well, Vili?
Yeah, like Tashkushvili or Stalin's original name. What was his real name?
We haven't done this in so long that I feel like I'm doing this. I'm playing.
Hi, Mike.
I'm the referee in a match of
Hi,
tennis
Eric.
Here.
Hello.
Eric has kids now?
Eric does have kids.
Eric's a dad?
Two kids.
Good God.
It's a bulk deal. In the time that since we recorded last, Eric had two children.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been.
I got them at Costco.
Did you get some stretch marks?
You know, I don't want to talk about my body issues right now, okay?
It's body image issues.
Yeah, it's been hard.
So let's be absolutely accurate. You didn't have children.
No, I personally did not carry children. That goes to my wife, who's a superhero.
There you go. Yeah. And a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person.
Wonderful person.
Yeah.
And we thank her very much for allowing you to come out today.
Well, she's just concerned.
Yeah. Time will go by that will become less and less of an issue.
Yeah, she
actually,
will.
Actually, you know what? As time goes on, she will care less. She's going to hear that complaining about her in the snow. Let's get that out of there.
Yeah,
she's going to hear less. This is evidence.
Well, eventually she'll be like, hey, if you happen to get in an accident, can you make sure you have that one friend that has a uniform kicking around and can just like toss it on you? Remember all those old jokes back in the day where you're like, the guy would go out fishing in like the isolated post, be like, hey, just make sure you got a uniform in the boat with you in case you go down. Like, if somebody can find you and put the uniform on you. Oh, he's working.
Jeez.
If you ever hurt yourself. Before? Yeah, if you ever hurt yourself, throw a gray shirt on me. Yes. If I'm in a crumpled up in a ball at the end of the bottom of the stairs, throw a gray shirt on me.
Workplace injury.
I had an old boss who gave me some advice similar to that. I won't get into it. He's no longer employed with us.
So there you go. So on that point, welcome everybody back to the Unreasonable Grounds podcast. We're back since the boys came back together again. What were we saying? March of 2023 was the last released episode that we did all together, right?
We recorded more since then, but they got lost. I'm not
gonna... You're just never gonna let this go.
No,
I don't know. It's probably around here somewhere.
I was waiting to bring it up at an opportune moment. So
you're just like, I'm just gonna choose this moment. I like it. Again, guys, welcome. Everybody, listeners, everybody, welcome
back. It's 2024.
We're so out of practice.
It's a new year.
It is a new year. God. And we've been doing this since the podcast has been up and going since 2020, 2021.
I thought 21.
Something like that.
I don't know. I got in on like episode 16.
Something like,
wow. Was it 16? I think that's when I started.
God. I'm surprised I knew how to hook these mics back up again.
We'll find out if you did it right in an hour, I guess.
Editing is going to be another absolute nightmare. But again, welcome everybody. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. We're excited to continue to do this. We've now broken through barriers. We've back in the studio again, if you want to call it that. Wes is allowing us to borrow his room today. But we wanted to come back and we wanted to do something really, really sought after by the listeners, which we've listened. You have said it by download and by multiple messages and emails and all the rest of that kind of stuff. You want to hear more about RCMP Devo.
And before we go any further, I just want to throw something out there. I want to dedicate this episode to Dippity Doo Donald.
Dippity Doo Donald.
You know who you are.
Yeah. He's just going to be so happy. He's going to be tickled pink. Yes. By us getting back and doing this again. If you could just stop bothering me at shift change. It's hilarious. He misses, I just see that hair.
He misses our voices.
God, see that
smile. Misses everything about us.
See that smile. See that hat.
The flow. The flow.
But before we get into it, again, if you are new, this is the podcast for first responders by first responders. This is the podcast where Canadian law enforcement, American law enforcement, we kind of angle into that these days. We're going to go specific into that. But it's basically a place to go and talk about the lighter side. And in this particular case, today, we're going to be recording an episode talking about, like I said, the RCMP and the our adventures and experiences at DAPO. And this is going to be part four. We've already done three parts of this. They've done extremely well, more than I think anybody here has ever thought that they would. I think we're actually sitting at like 7,000 downloads just for episode one alone, for DAPO episode one.
7,000?
7,000 downloads.
From who?
Like this is what I kind of get. It's like we do this.
That's great.
We do this in such a way to keep things light and be able to share some of the experiences that we've been through and some of the good things, the funny things that we dealt with when we went there. And it's hilarious because then I look at it and I'm like, oh, crap. There's probably people looking to get into the RCMP and all they're doing is Googling or at least going on whatever their platform is going to be. If it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, not a big deal. Going into those different platforms and looking up RCMP Depo and it's like, doom, number one is the Unreasonable Grounds podcast. I wonder how they're cringing in Ottawa when they're looking at that and they're like, oh, let's just do a Google search for RCMP. Oh, God.
There's a half-eaten donut on there. Must be good. I like their logo. Kinda,
what are these guys talking about? And are they even hired and
are they employed even by police officers?
Are they paid to do this?
Someone look that
if
up.
If they'd like to, great double time.
They exactly.
Time and a half today.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, it's by popular demand, this is what we're going to do tonight. But what we have to do is we have to break donut. We have to get it done. This is special because, again, we're recording this on the 18th of January, 2024.
After a day shift.
After a day shift. We're on swing. We're in between shifts. Eric is a traitor. Eric exhausted. Isn't even anymore on. He's not even Sea-Watch anymore.
I'm a professional athlete now.
That's a stretch.
I'm paid to do a sport of sorts.
You call bike riding a sport?
They're Tour de France, bro.
That's more like an event. Do you ever get that argument with people when they're like,
in
oh,
the Olympics.
It's racing.
In I'll the Olympics. That. But that's like racing. Saying, but that's like saying poker is like you're an athlete.
Chess was in the Olympics at 1.2.
Yeah.
So it was ballroom dancing. Anymore. So, there we go. But again, like I said, Eric is now left us, but we're doing this in between shifts. But we do have to go through the tradition. And because it is this time, Tim Hortons, who doesn't sponsor the podcast, nor do they anything to do with the podcast.
You should do that sped up in like a weird voice and a bunch of extra disclaimers.
Oh, I could totally do it. But in the voice of Phil Hartman from News Radio.
Yes.
When he used to do all the little gig shots and whatever, him and Joe Rogan. What we're basically doing is that Tim Hortons has put out some retro donies. Oh. When I say donies, I say the donuts. And as a kid, my inner kid is losing my mind. I've actually probably put on a little bit of weight in the last week and a half that these donuts got released. I have been consuming what is in that bag, not regularly, but every couple of days. Because I had one the other day after going, I can't remember what the hell I was doing. I was like working out or doing something. I ended up having it.
Working out.
I was like working out. What do you remember we're calling working out and blowing calories on stupid, you know, arm raises and lifting donuts to my face. But they just released these new donuts, and I want you guys to go and do it because this is my childhood right here. We're going to break donut. And there's the noises. There's the donut noises. So
stand by for chewing noises. What is...
Just hold it. If you don't like raisins, too damn bad.
I don't. I hate raisins.
You hate raisins? No way. Do you really? You don't.
My baba, like my grandma, she knew I hated raisins and would intentionally not make cookies.
No way. Is this going to hurt you?
Is this what they call a duchy?
Yes. Thank you so much. This is a duchy. And how did you guys not have these growing up? Did you not have them in the West Coast? At Tim Hortons in West Coast? Did you guys, well, you're prairie, but West Coast. No duchies?
I don't remember. All I really remember about my youth in Tim Hortons was they had a Pontiac Aztec out that you could win and roll up the win.
That's oh true. My God. The ugliest, worst car in the world.
Yeah. And it was parked in front of the...
Walter White.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Walter Breaking White. Bad. You did have an Aztec.
Yeah. And after that show, the price of Aztecs went up.
Okay. All right. So we're breaking donut. I'm sorry, Mikey. I didn't know you hated raisins.
It's all good.
No, are you gonna suffer through a corner?
I'll eat it. It.
All right. So here's the duchy to the duchy. I'm just gonna melt away in love and all the rest of that. And you guys, thank you so much for joining us again. Everybody, let's break donut.
Cheers.
Mm, that's so good. You hate it, but it's so good. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not like a subtle raisiny. There's a lot of raisins in there.
I enjoy raisins.
My dad hates raisins too.
You can just drop it in there.
No, I'll have a few more bites. You brought chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're over there.
The bourbon will wash it down.
God, it's so good. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be responsible because I've had too many of these, even though I just want to shove this entire thing in my mouth. I get one more tiny bite. I'm going to be done with it. I'm going to toss it in there and throw it out.
Now, going back to my theory on the
Are you wasting apple fritter, food when there are people starving?
Yes.
I don't know if people starving would want this, though.
You hate it?
No. But, I mean, I wouldn't buy one again.
But you don't like raisins?
No.
There I am licking my fingers. My apologies.
I didn't know the duchy had raisins. I remember you talking about duchies. Like,
dude.
Yeah, that's where I know it's from.
Ad nauseum.
A while ago.
Yeah. I was not picturing, like, that's a what whole make box it, of raisins in here.
That's what makes it a duchy is the raisin. And you know, back in the day, they used to skimp out on the raisins.
It tastes like the good raisins, like the mm-hmm. golden sultana raisins.
You might get
not the brown raisins that come in that little red box that you go in your lunchbox that everyone hated.
California raisins.
Thank you. Those are awful.
I eat them every morning.
I agree. Those are terrible.
I didn't agree with you.
Raisins?
I put raisins in everything.
Raisin brand cereal?
No. See, I got off that. It's too much sugar. I single-handedly keep Costco in business just by buying raisins.
Okay, that's a lot of raisins. And what is wrong with you?
So every couple of weeks, we buy like two or three boxes from Costco.
Why?
Like the big boxes.
Raisins?
Everybody goes through them. Everybody in the house eats them.
Have you considered buying a grape vine?
Yeah. No, because
leaving it on your deck in the sun.
And then drying them out.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to pump them out. And they are so good. They're nature's candy. I love them. It goes in my
nature's
oatmeal.
Nature's candy.
Or my porridge. It goes in my cereal.
Your kids like raisins too?
They love them. Love them.
So to eat just a single raisin isn't that bad. They're not good. But when they're put in like a sweet pastry, when they taste just like
the best.
So much better.
Ass.
No,
you're broken. That's the only way they're good.
Like in a cookie, in a pastry, because you have this sweet cookie or sweet pastry, then it's just bitter, just punching the dick. Bitter. Like it's just of a raisin. And it's just,
how do you feel about cilantro?
I love cilantro.
Okay, you're broken. There's no correlation there.
Yeah,
no.
He's broken.
But so, I mean, as a child, you would go, I'd go over my baba's and they'd be like, when they're cooking a cookie, you're like, okay, is it raisins or chocolate chips? You didn't know. So you take that big bite, you're like, bleh. Raisins.
See, I was the opposite. I would bet the chocolate chip and go for the raisins.
My old man was here right now, he'd be totally on my side.
What raisins were they selling in Saskatchewan? Like what? Like
raisins, man. Like
they probably came from the finest farms of
Estevan.
I wouldn't say Saskatchewan. I'm thinking they're probably coming from like South Ossieta or something like that. Middle of the Caucasus, shipped over in some radioactive tin.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. They're Ukrainian. I don't.
The Caucasus. Isn't that a Russian thing? Is that a Ukrainian thing?
Yes. My Bob McGill didn't have a lot of money. So yeah, whatever ingredients were used, you know.
So they're like basically like 10 years old raisins. Because I could see 10-year-old raisins tasting like ass.
But would you know the difference? Like fresh raisin store and a 10-year-old raisin, it's a dried up grape and it looks like... It's like dried up dog turd.
What about
like,
prunes?
Is that 10-year-old dog turd or is that 1 month old dog turd?
How do you feel about dog turd? Other dried things like prunes? Do you like prunes?
No.
What
about dates?
I've had like, is it figs or dates?
Probably figs.
With charcuterie. That's
figs.
Figs and dates with charcuterie.
So somebody brought figs to
the office.
The fresh office. Figs. And I saw it.
The fresh figs.
And yeah. I saw you eating it. I'm like, well, Eric's kind of weird, but I was like, I'll try it. Yeah. So I took a bite and I looked at it and it was tasted disgusting. And I looked at it and all I could see was a rectum.
What? Well, those are Rainier figs that they had there.
I looked at it and all I saw would look like a butthole. And I could not unsee what I just saw.
You want to eat honey figs.
And I just threw in the garbage. And to this day, it looks like a butthole.
I'll bring you one of my honey figs from my honey fig tree. It makes like 3 honey figs a year. It's all I get.
That was the boss on A Watch. He brought those in. But yeah, so no. Anyway, that's interesting. Interesting point. All right, so we're gonna put that as Wezzo does not like raisins.
Moving on, I'm
going to do my best to edit out because we're gonna try to keep those ones short. I'm gonna try and edit out the last 9 minutes and cut it down to like 2.
All right, Depo,
dude, I can totally
buttholes.
I get buttholes and assholes and figs. Whatever, it all works.
Okay,
so. Let's get into this. So we have three members, and you know, we're not hiding it anymore by any means. Three members of the RCMP actively serving, and we all went through the same place. We always talk about this. We always preface this is that we all went to Depo different times. Depo's a training academy for those that aren't familiar listening to the podcast very first time. Regina, Saskatchewan.
Swinging Arm Ranch,
kicking around, obviously Great March West. But in previous episodes, we talked about a couple different things, which was the jobs, talked about our Depo experience. I can't remember what the third one was. It was so bloody long ago, but it was good stuff regardless. But today, I was thinking and throwing this one around. By popular demand, again, I've had several different questions and people asking me about what to bring. Because somehow, through this podcast, you guys are absolutely amazing, the listeners of the podcast. And somehow we have motivated, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, we have motivated individuals to join the RCMP.
Really?
Can you think,
I don't think I've ever motivated anybody to do anything.
1885 Depo got started.
1885.
It was after.
Yeah, we have motivated individuals to join the RCMP through our podcast and through talking about it. And if it's not our love, but our, at least our appreciation and mutual suffering going through that experience. And we have brought people to the organization because of our passion about this place. So those individuals that have gone to these places have asked me and put it through the podcast to be able to discuss the things or the items that they should bring, or at least the best kept secrets for items that they should be bringing to Depo when they go there. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And this is like a viewer's choice. This is by request. Some of the items. So I've come up with a couple of different things, and I had a good conversation with our watchmates and our colleagues about this, and I kind of put it out to everybody and said, listen, we're going to be doing the podcast. We're going to be talking about it. What can we possibly discuss, or what could we possibly talk about in regards to what these items were? And we got some actually really interesting and, you know, items. But I think going through the list, first thing that comes to your mind, Eric, number one thing that you either was either a lifesaver at Depo or something that after you went through the experience that you wish you would have brought with you that would have helped you, kept you sane, kept you going, or just overall made your life easier.
I can tell you what I wouldn't bring right off the top of my head.
All right. So we're going deep on this one. All right. Go ahead.
Suits. You don't need a suit. No. Don't bring a suit. All it's going to do is get drill mad at you because it's not folded the right way. Bring a suit. Bring collared shirts. Bring dress pants. Don't bring a suit. In fact, actually, now into things I would bring, if you're a dude or wear men's pants or whatever you want to say, Lululemon makes a fantastic dress khaki pant type thing, ABC pant. It passes in drill hall. You can get in, or not drill hall, the mess, get them there. You'll wear them every day.
Yeah, the ABC pant rep.
You're not the only one that did it. Shay ended up sending me that today. You're not even a part of the group anymore, are you? Are you even on the...
No, I was banished.
You're banished from the group. We're not going to talk about the group then. Yeah. But it came up in the group. And actually, that was the one thing that Shay brought up, RP the dummy, brought up, was the Lululemon men's pants for that. Now, is it
and
not...
polo shirts.
Is it not still a requirement that they... have a suit that they must, like, candidates going through Depo must have a suit there, at least one suit? I remember seeing on the list of things you had to bring was a suit.
I don't remember. I wore a suit there. I had two suits when I showed up and a number of ties, and I wore the suit to Depo.
Yeah,
you actually wore it to Depo?
To Depo on the plane, to Depo. Really? Yep. I always try to wear a suit when I'm flying on the King's Dollar. But yeah. That being said.
Such a gentleman.
That being said, I wore it too there. And then on my first day or two, I wore a tie and like a cardigan type thing because it's winter. And that was it. And then after that, it was ABC pants and polo shirts every day if I wasn't in uniform. That's what I wore unless I left base.
So that would be your one thing. Is that like right off the top of your head, that's what you're thinking?
That's
is
the first thing pants. I can think of. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so a healthy endorsement sounds like from both of you with these Lululemon ABC pants. So it's a pair of pants. Really?
Yeah.
You don't have any?
I don't have any of those. Dude, I bought my first Lululemon shirt 2 months ago.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, he's sitting here wearing fucking wardrobe brought to you by Kirkland here.
Hey,
yeah.
This is Roots. This is top quality.
Yeah, Roots sells their shit at Costco.
Yeah.
God. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Kirkland.
Yeah, and those socks got to go in the garbage too. Actually, I'm surprised I let you in my house wearing those socks.
We're taking you shopping.
Yeah, being picked apart. Love it. All right. Like, whatever. I get it everywhere now.
For anybody who can't see his socks, they're Maple Leaf socks. So.
Which is everybody. But yeah, they're Toronto Maple Leaf. You gotta rep.
They're not even
you
good Toronto Maple Leaf socks, actually.
They're
there's
like,
no such thing.
They're brutal. I know. I love them, though. They're very nice and very soft. I got them for Christmas. My family rocks.
Getting back to what to bring, I...
Not Toronto Maple Leaf socks.
Yeah, not Toronto Maple Leaf socks. Just, yeah, anything comfortable because you are going to be wearing a uniform all day. You're going to be wearing the blues. You're going to be wearing... You start out with just... I don't know. What are the non-blues called? Pants? Can't remember.
Oh, no, you're talking about the... No. The fatigues. The fatigues.
Yeah.
Remember the ones without the blues, without the yellow stripe.
Yeah. And none of it is really comfortable. And, you know, they're from shirt to collared shirt and all those things. So bring some clothes to put on afterwards that, you know, you have your collared shirt and your dress pants, you wear to the mess. But I would say otherwise, bring a few comfy pairs of sweats, some hoodies, yep. Like just something to keep yourself just comfortable and warm. And if you're there in the winter, if you're in the summer, yeah, you know, just some shorts and yeah, just things you just want to feel comfortable wearing. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like after your duty day is done, it doesn't really matter what you're wearing. So,
and pro tip on that one too is that if you're not driving in and you're flying in, because Wizzo, you were quite spoiled in that sense. But you and I, Eric, we had to fly in.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me drive.
That's right. So in that sense, if you're flying in and you're very limited in your luggage, because at the time, I mean, now we're talking 15 years ago, but at the time. You weren't allowed to bring in like more than one piece of luggage. That was it. Well, I was allowed one piece of luggage and a carry-on. And that's all they were going to pay for. And I was told that if I showed up with anything more than that, it wasn't getting in the bus. It wasn't getting in the van. And so big suggestion there would be, because now all the stores are there, you could just buy stuff there. You get the first weekend, you can pick that stuff up in Regina if you need to. Because like
They drive you to Walmart. They'll get you, the senior troop will take you to Walmart to show you things that you need to get when I was there.
Yeah.
Or your big brother troop.
And for anybody who's never been to Regina, Regina is a city of 250,000 people. It's got every store that any other major city in Canada has. So yeah, don't fret that. You know, you're coming from Toronto or Halifax or Vancouver that Regina's not going to have what you want. They have everything.
And let's face it, they also have this funny thing called Amazon now.
Yeah.
And you can do, and I imagine you could do online shopping and have it shipped to depot.
Yeah, you can get mail at depot. You just have to put in your depot address.
Yeah.
It's a mail stop, I think, for you.
That must be unhinged now.
I don't think anyone was doing online shopping when I was there, and that was just about 8 years ago now. And yeah, I don't remember anyone online shopping. I remember people getting like care packages from like home filled with cookies and stuff, which is what I got. And
hacksaw blades and cakes.
Hacksaw blades and cakes, yeah.
Leave me out of here.
The old crusty commissionaire going through all of them looking for the skate tools.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple of items. I like that one. I like the coming up with those and the pants and doing that, the comfy, you know, sweats or whatever it is. Make sure the comfy time is important. There's a couple of things that I came across, and this was in the list of everybody talking about them. We'll kind of go over them a little bit, but one of them in particular, just two items that came up that, again, comfort items, because we all talk about it has to be comfortable. It has to be comfortable. Like, I mean, B-Block is was very different, and so is trailers, because I got to stay in both of them, to what you guys have now, and Eric, you would have gone through when you were there 8 years ago, which was the new Forts.
Yep.
It's a very different world. So the creature comforts are a little bit more accessible now.
Yeah. So when I went through, they were just rolling out Wi-Fi in a lot of the buildings. So like only a few pits in the in the barracks or in the forts there had Wi-Fi. So a lot of people didn't bring laptops in.
Right? We had computer labs. We still had computer labs.
At the library.
At the library and in the bottom, in the basement of APS, right?
Yeah.
So on that point of the creature comfort, especially with the forts, I mean, the biggest thing that I'm starting to hear and the same thing I keep hearing from our guys that I put the kind of word and the bug in the ear of was two things that kept coming up was bring a comforter. Like you could go out and buy that wherever you're going to be. Picking up a comforter. I mean, you know what?
No. So I had a comforter I had a nice down comforter that I kept in my cubby because you're allowed to keep anything up in your cubby.
Until they broke that rule, and that's what they did to us.
And then I slept with my, and I broke my sheets every night. Yep. And I had my down cover because it's cold in B block because there's like no heat in my end.
No one stays in B block anymore, so that's not going to be an issue for me.
Yeah, but and then they came. Freezing. They came and did the first dorm inspection they'd done. They told me in like years, and they came in the middle of the night and they took. They took my card because I had my down comforter and I wasn't sleeping on just the proper. I was like, really? So I don't know what it's like now. I mean, that was 18 years ago.
Well, I mean, we were given the, we had the regular sheets. Then we had, remember the beige sheet? Mm-hmm. So a beige blanket. And then you had your blue blanket that laid across the bed of the foot of the bed, right? Yeah. So you had that. And I mean, those were, as far as I was aware, that was completely reasonable, those items. Other than the fact that the blue one was a pain in the ass to A, fold, and B, keep straight, not have it all wrinkled up. And like you didn't show all the cigarette burns from the 1970s. Because they just recycled those stupid things through troop after troop after troop. Like, how the hell did you get cigarette burns in a blue fleece, super like military version of a fleece blanket?
So I want to say that when I went through, they had replaced the cigarette burns from the 70s. Same blankets, though. Same style. They got rid of the gray one with the RCMP stitched into it. I think they probably would have had that gone by the time you went through.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Yeah, they used to, when you left, apparently back in the day, you'd get that blanket, you got to take it with you.
Oh, yeah, you guys. Yeah, no, we didn't get that.
But, yeah, I just learned to sleep really, really still.
Yeah, but I guess, because you're breaking sheets and then you're going in and they're so tight to begin with.
I wouldn't move. Like, I would tighten myself in there and I'd only have to redo the top half of my bed in the morning.
I was deathly afraid of drill, so I didn't want them walking through and the security guys because... let's face it, I didn't sleep while I was there. I'm still trying to figure out. I could probably count the amount of hours that I actually got I could probably count the amount of days on one hand that I got more than 3 hours of sleep in the 6 months that I was there.
I was so exhausted at the end of every single day. Like, falling asleep was never an issue and staying asleep was never an issue. Like, it was like the alarm's going off. It's time to get up. It's 6 o'clock again.
Mine was don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up. And then I was like, I got to get through this. And I was like worrying the entire time. It was just one giant stress ball. And anybody that was any of my troop mates and that stuff, they'd be like, what the hell's wrong with Thompson? And he's like, I don't know. He's
That's
like,
still your brain, though. You've been in the job for like 15 years.
I know. And then just like showing up an hour and a half early for work. I'm like, don't screw up, don't screw up. I got to get my uniform, got to get ready to go. My PC's got to get ready. I'm going to forget something. And he was just one of those things where it's like, I would come up, I break the sheets. But I got to know the security, the commissionaire that would walk through our dorm because it was a, hey, Larry, as he's going through. But I was always concerned. He wouldn't necessarily give me the heads up, but he would just definitely like they're coming through kind of thing. You knew because the schedule was off a little bit because I'd be in the other room. I'd either be polishing, which we weren't supposed to be polishing in B block at the time. But I'd be doing something and he'd be coming through up the stairs or whatever it was. But that's interesting that you guys like with the comforter and that. And the other one was a pillow. It was the extra pillow or the whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, so I did have a pillow. I had a sleeping pillow and I had my show pillow. My show pillow went off my bed every night into a cupboard with all the pieces. And then my sleeping pillow came out.
Yeah.
Because you can iron a bed in the morning. Every morning you can iron your bed. But ironing a pillow is a bit of a pain in the ass.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah. It's impossible.
You can do it once and just don't touch it again.
But I mean, you got smart about that though. That's a depot hack. I mean, you would learn that you would have your show, like you said, your show pillow.
Yeah.
And that would go up in the cubby or whatever the hell we call it. What would we call it up there?
It's a cubby.
Yeah, cubby. You put
or
it
a
up.
Scroll. Is it a scroll?
A scroll.
The scroll's the locking one.
That's right. Squirrel would be
squirrel,
up
there. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would have it up there and you just kind of stack it away and whatever beside whatever you had.
Oh,
up
yours
there.
Was different than mine because I had a totally different.
Yeah. Our setup was like the bed and then your squirrel was like up top. And it was like over top. And it was like if anybody were to get in there, they'd really have to work. They'd have to basically step on you to be able to get up to it. Or they'd have to step on top
would.
Of it. Or they'd step on the desk. Remember the desk? By the windows. You'd have to step up on the desk or the window to get into it. But. You know what? At the end of the day, it's creature comforts. Like if you go on and do that, as long as he said the rule was that as long as you break sheets, you were fine.
Speaking of the beds, if you're exceptionally tall, they will get you an extra long bed. because the beds that you get at Depot are the twin, single twins. Yeah. If you're like quite tall,
yep,
you won't fit.
No, I know.
We so did, they bring you a better bed.
At the time, we didn't get that. We didn't get that at all. One of my poor troopmates.
I'm not super tall. I just had troopmates who were.
Yeah, one of my troopmates there, he ended up going in, and he was quite a bit taller, and I'm pretty sure that his feet were hanging off the end of it.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. He was always like, feet were at the end, and then he was like all curled up and hunched up. So interesting about that, though, but I don't know. For me, I guess it's creature comfort. If that's what really does it for you, that's what does it for you. But the other one to get into, because I love this part of it, coffee, French press, or coffee machine while you're at Depot. Would you do it? Would you do it?
Like bring a French press?
Bring a French press with you to have coffee. I'm going to let you hit this one.
I'm going to say the least amount of things that you have to be accountable for.
The better.
The least amount of, like, if you're a person who has high maintenance and likes having just lots of things and things look around you and things look after and you need lots of things throughout the day to get you through a day, it's going to be challenging.
Oh my God.
If you can just minimize a lot of the things that you need to get through a day, it will be a lot easier. And I would say if you need a French press, but I don't know.
If you need a French press every morning,
how would you do it? You'd have to boil the water.
I'm just going to say you're going into a career where you're not going to have time or access to a French press every morning. No. So you're going to have to get used to that subpar from a bag coffee that every detachment has squirreled away in some drawer.
2/3 of our detachments don't even have it tomorrow, probably. So there you go.
But my biggest, when I heard that, I was always thinking, and I really had to think about this last night because I was pretty pumped about being able to record again. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, this is a few hours I actually got sleep last night, was coffee maker. Okay, coffee maker, where would that go? And again, I'm unfamiliar with the forts right now.
So they have a little kitchen area. And as you come through your door, there's a little kitchen area thing. And there's cubbies. You're not allowed to have any perishable food, but you can have dry food, like
really?
Granola bars and energy drinks and stuff like that.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't think there were coffee. I think you might be prohibited from having coffee machines because of the coffee grounds or garbage or something like that. I'm sure there's probably a rule that someone came up with at some point, because I'm sure that someone would have done that while I was there, and I didn't know any troops that were doing that I was there. Maybe it's different now, but why would you want to have a coffee machine there and rob yourself of the experience of that 1970s coffee machine in APS?
Or the
burnt coffee from the
mess.
The mess.
I never drank a single cup of coffee from the mess.
I didn't drink coffee when I went to Depot. I just didn't drink coffee. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was about a year and a half, 2 years into this career. Now I drink probably too much.
Dude, I was slamming 4x4s.
Well, I know you have a problem.
I have an issue.
And I still feel like you should go to that meeting that I was telling you about.
Chemical dependency meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was slamming 4x4s and it was like, I got to Depot and I was like, oh God. And the only reason I ever drank coffee out of that damn machine that was an APS was literally just to be like, I have to stop falling asleep in class, so I need to do something, and I couldn't depend upon those.
You didn't want to stand up and walk to the back of class?
Well, I did. I did that a lot, but it was like, I needed to get coffee, so I was not standing at the back of the room, like, fainting, like, over and over again. Because, again, we talked about the lack of sleep.
The worst.
So, like, doing that, and then you're like, basically not paying attention. You're like, damn, why did I miss that, lecture on summary conviction charges or offenses or whatever it is, or like reading through whatever it might be, charter challenges or, delays in access to counsel, whatever it might have been. And I'm just like, shit, I was out getting coffee again. And come back in, I'm like, ah, damn it, that's one more point off of my final exam. So is that why your
charges keep getting stayed?
Shut up. How dare you?
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's one more point. So I would stuff myself full of coffee, that garbage stuff, but I wouldn't have it any other time. But again, not paying attention to what I was eating there. Hence why they put me on the Fruit Loop diet.
I would say have your coffee at the mess in the morning, have your whatever fix you need. I would say if you need to get through the day, just have a few energy drinks in your duffel bag and just crush those. I mean, that wasn't really a thing when I was there, Red Bulls and energy drinks, but I mean, they are now. And going back, I would just have a Monster in there and do that.
At the time, we had Red Rain.
Red Rain.
We had Red Rain that came out of Costco, and it was like we went to the Costco in Regina, or like if somebody had a Costco membership, because we're all a bunch of young kids, you know, when we were there, and it was like they're buying giant cases of like 36 cans of, they're Red Bull cans, but just Red Rain.
Yeah.
And who knows what that was? Basically nitroglycerin.
It's just cocaine in a can.
Oh, dude, for all we know, it was just that. So it was like, you're doing all these extra things, but like the, you know, to keep on topic there, the French press, look at you going for another bite. Way to go. I'll get you some chips in a minute just for taking that extra bite. But the French press thing with the coffee, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I can't think of a situation where you would do that, because all I can think of is the rest of your troop mates trying to use a stupid thing. They're never going to keep it clean. They're never going to keep doing what they need to do with it. And then you're going to end up losing it. And then somebody's going to get it taken away. Like you said, if you need it, that's going to be such a high maintenance thing. And yeah. I wouldn't suggest, if that's just me, and I don't know about you guys, I wouldn't suggest doing it, because it's just one more thing you got to worry about and take responsibility for. And it's, you know, whatever. Moving on, the next couple of ones that I saw on the list were decent pair of running shoes. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I got some really good. The best running shoes I ever owned, and I've never been able to find again. And they've wore them to the point where they've...
Okay, throw out the name.
They were Nikes.
Okay.
I can't remember what they were called, but they were blue.
They're just blue Nikes.
They're bright, bright blue, like a light blue with like green.
Were they Pegasus?
I don't even remember, but they were like almost $300. I got them from Running Room. That was a lot. Yeah, they were...
Get discounts, people. Go with the discounts. If you say you're going out to Depot, if you go to your local place, especially if you go to Regina and you say that you're going to... I can't remember which one the running store was there at the time. It's probably Running Room. But if you go there and tell them that you're a cadet, I almost guarantee you most places would be giving out some form of discount or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Take advantage of those while you go there and get them. And they are the experts. They know what people are wearing, what works, what doesn't work. How about you, Wezzo? What were you wearing while you were there? We'll give a quick plug.
I think like a pair of Brooks or something. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was when Brooks was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just cheap shoes. I mean, I really didn't put a lot of thought or time or effort. I never really ran around the depot. But yeah, no, definitely invest in a good pair of shoes. Invest in just some good outdoor running gear. Now I run to like relieve stress and for my health. And I did start running. I started to enjoy outdoor running while I was there. So yeah, I mean, I guess coupled with the shoes, you know, a good pair of running pants or running shorts, depending on the season you're there. You know, just some good running gear. From, you know, whoever you like buying your outdoor gear from. But yeah, definitely just some nice, comfortable stuff that you can just run long distances in.
Okay. And accompanying those running shoes, I had several people go and tell me that it was the best idea they ever had was a decent set of headphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say
that. Oh, yeah. No, a good set of headphones for sure. I'll second that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It goes a long way. I can't say that we didn't have that technology. Like these things didn't exist.
No.
Back when we went there, and I'm obviously pointing to like what we would call like a pretty basic Sony Studio headset. They're Bluetooth as well, and you like we didn't have those. We had like basically at best those things, like those Sony just regular headsets, the monitor headsets that we use for the podcast. And otherwise, now the technology is so different. I feel like an old man.
But yeah, there's no AirPods or Bluetooth earbuds or anything like that.
No, like dude, we still had CD players.
Yeah,
some people had CD Walkman.
I was like, gonna say like
Discman.
What I brought, I had a portable DVD player, and I watched Band of Brothers like 14 times.
Oh, dude, so did I. Absolutely. Hey, on that
not point, a thing anymore.
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, everybody has their phones, but iPads. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
getting your technology with the iPads.
Well, I had my laptop when I was there, and because I had Wi-Fi, I just watched an awful lot of Netflix. I crushed the entire series of Ripper Street, which is actually a fantastic show if you ever watch it.
Which one?
Ripper Street.
Never seen it.
It's a period cop show about the detectives who were investigating
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper, but after the Jack the Ripper investigation ended, and he's always kind of like in the background as like a shadow, kind of like a. They always kind of he linger. They don't investigate him anymore, really, but he's always kind of looming over them. It's very good. It follows them from the time of Jack the Ripper all the way up into I think. The Boer War era.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the guy goes from like inspector, then leaves, and start. Yeah, it's good. I highly recommend it. It's got a silly name, but it's a really good
show.
Really good show.
You got into that with the laptop, right?
I did, and there was one point in that show which I thought was hilarious. the main character. They're teaching us when you're taking a statement from someone to one of the canned lines, I guess, that they're kind of, I need you to give me as much detail as possible. Anything you say may be important. Even if you don't think it's important to me. Well, in Ripper Street, the main character is investigating. Basically verbatim spat that out to this guy as he's dunking his head in the water.
Jesus. It's just like, it's a bit of old school techniques there.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
But no, I think that one of the bigger benefits were to that, especially having the technology, and a lot has changed, and we can go into that another time. But I know that one of my my troop mates ended up having a very large iPad for the time. And it, we were like, ooh. And he had spent thousands of dollars on his MacBook because he was a student. He very much was an academic. And he had, you know, his mature member coming in, or candidate and cadet going through depot. But he had some great technology and he never let any of the rest of us borrow it. I just had, like you said, I had my Band of Brothers HBO DVDs and I had my DVD player and I watched that and I just stayed to myself.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, good set of headsets, that's technology. Anytime technology is going to help you out, if that's what does it for you, that's what does it for you. The last thing I did want to mention, because it did come up a couple times as well too, is, you know, we could go on and on and on and on and talk about some of the things that we would bring. But these were the top ones that continued to come up and kind of spurred conversation would be the last one. And I would never have come up with this because, again, it comes to like high maintenance, I guess. Even though when you think about it, you know what, it would be useful. A steamer.
I brought a steamer.
God, did you? Why doesn't that surprise
me? Sorry, I didn't buy one. Our troop bought one collectively.
Really?
It was a small hand one that just went into the closet with all the jackets.
I'd be afraid of burning down B block.
A steamer?
With the steamer, wouldn't you?
We're talking about a clothes steamer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a clothes steamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty simple. It's like,
yeah, we didn't bring in a commercial one or anything.
Yeah.
Did you use that?
I have one here, but like, no, I didn't have one at that.
I didn't use it a lot, but I found it was really good for getting kind of really persistent wrinkles out of things that I couldn't iron, like on an ironing board. I think really I only ever used it on my show pillow, come to think of it.
God, times have changed.
Yeah, so it wasn't a thing when I was there.
Neither.
And makes sense though, I guess.
And apparently it's a thing. Yeah. So I know a couple of our colleagues that we work with on a day-to-day basis, they were like all over that. And usually I take their word for it when they're talking about those types of things. And they absolutely loved the steamer idea. And I couldn't think about it. I'm like, well, I guess, like you said, if it's going to be iron, stubborn wrinkles or whatever it might be.
I'm pretty sure that our troop just left ours in B block because most of us didn't have to buy irons because when members went to their posts, they just left a lot of their stuff in their dorms. So there were irons there. They weren't great. But guys were like, oh, I'm just going to leave my shitty iron from Walmart that I paid $15 for here. And then cadets would take it. Like, oh, I'm going to use this iron. And it's been getting hard Saskatchewan water. And in there to get into all the white marks all over. Destroying
the crap out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, pro tip. Don't put the tap water in your iron.
Yeah, use bottled water.
Buy distilled water.
Don't drink the tap water.
Don't drink the tap water if you can avoid it. I did. I have irreparable damage to my brain.
It's like Camp Lejeune. You ever hear those stories about Camp Lejeune in the States? It's yeah. Like if you ever spent time at Camp Lejeune, there's a lawsuit. You're potentially capable of getting a lawsuit payment. Like whatever, it's like depot water.
Yeah.
But the federal government is just looking at us going like,
Saskatchewan water as a whole.
You should be happy you have a job.
Wascana Lake water, that's the issue.
It's like goose crap.
It's all goose poop. It's like 15 feet deep of goose poop.
I actually believe that was here in the background, the pipes.
Oh, no, it's my daughter's blow dryer.
Oh, it's a blow dryer. There you go. Home effects.
Yeah, there we go.
I honestly thought that was not a man-made lake. I thought that was a natural lake.
Yeah, no.
And then I learned otherwise when I saw the creepy people hanging around by the university, not the university, but the legislature. So, yeah, guys, honestly, I think we've covered off the whole bunch of stuff. We covered off a lot of the easy accessible things like the pillow and the comforter. If those are your creature comforts, we talked about running shoes. We talked about a whole bunch of different things. What I would say is this, and if we can provide any kind of advice to anybody getting to depot and going out there and making those plans to be able to do so, would be talk to as many people as possible, but at the same time, making sure that me just listen to the advice that we're giving you, which would be bring whatever can make you comfortable, but don't bring in excess. Don't bring
too much. Anything you get there and you can just go buy.
I ended up bringing stuff home when I went home for Christmas.
Yeah.
I had extra things that I just didn't need. It was one more thing that had to be ironed. Because when you hang, you have to hang clothes in your thing. That hung clothing, including your civilian stuff, will be inspected. And if it's not hung just right, it's getting tossed into the hallway. So less is more.
Yeah.
Well, boys, this is a nice little way to crack back in it again. Yeah.
And honestly, don't even bring polos. If you don't have them, buy them at Depot. They've got tons of great little Depot things. And a lot of the stuff there, I think, goes...
Just be ready to spend some money.
It'll be some money spending it there. But a lot of the money, part of the funds go end up going to the Mounted Police Foundation or NPF Benevolent, I think, as well now.
Yeah, probably. And I know they got a whole bunch of stuff that's there. And I know I got suckered into buying a bunch of sweaters and hoodies. And
I brought you a whole bunch when I was there back in September.
I love them.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of all that stuff. I'm a nerd.
Oh, yeah, I was like, a pack mule for people bringing stuff back.
You're muling it back. Well, everybody, again, this has been a great episode. I think we've had the opportunity to be able to talk about some stuff that much needed items that could bring you some creature comforts. But again, I'll end it with this. Is that we're happy to be back, happy to be doing some more podcast recordings.
Welcome back.
Putting some more episodes out, and I guarantee you we will continue to do this more and more because we have to get Eric out of his house.
Yeah.
And we had to basically just about put a gun to his head to go and get him to come down here today or come up here.
Sorry, Kara, but he did have a big smile on his face when he walked to the door.
Yeah. And hey, I got to meet your mom, Eric.
I know.
I met your mom too. Did you meet his mom too?
Yeah, I met his mom. Well, I saw it at the airport.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to meet your mom, and your mom listens to the podcast, she said.
She does.
And she said she recognized my voice when I talked to her.
She says you have a very good voice on radio.
It's definitely not a face for TV. It's a voice
I don't know. Radio. I saw you on TV a little while ago.
Yeah, you look good.
Oh, screw you. We're going to bring that up. All right. So everybody, we'll leave it at that. If you're new to the podcast, I hope you enjoyed it. If you're a returnee, welcome back. We appreciate you guys sticking with us. We know it's been a long time. We know that the content and everything, it's been a while. We will continue to be able to put out more episodes, more content. We're going to get more stuff on Depot or other things. I plan on doing in the near future an episode RCMP Depot versus OPC, the Ontario Police College.
What do they even do there?
I've been many times. Yeah, I'm thinking that we'll have a good conversation. There's somebody new at the detachment that went through OPC that I'm going to get that going.
Who went through OPC and why are they here?
EPO. But again, we'll get some more content out. We'll keep doing that. But again, for all those individuals, if you want to go back to the catalog, because it's now a catalog. Anything over 20 is a catalog. Go back, check out some of the old episodes. I see that you guys continue to watch. I sit there and watch on a weekly basis what you guys are listening to, the episodes that you like, the episodes that you want to hear more about. Again, that Depot number one, what was they saying, like 9,000 downloads or 7,000 downloads? It's absolutely insane.
That's crazy.
I think it's 7,000. 7,000 downloads. And then on top of that, you guys like the episodes we're talking about the movie stuff. You like the episodes when we're talking about some of the car stuff. And there's going to be another car episode coming out as well, too. We're going to put some more stuff out there. We're going to allow you guys to be able to get a little bit of an inside feel on what it's like in the lifestyle of law enforcement in Canada and North America in general. But guys, welcome back to the Unreasonable Grounds podcast.
Closing remarks. One more thing to add to bring. If you're going to bring polish... If they don't make you use the polish they have at Depot or make you use Kiwi polish, get Sephira polish, way better.
There we go. That's your little plug too. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I don't get anything for it.
No. But it's a good plug. Good plug.
Although I haven't had time to do any polishing anytime.
So. Oh, no. It's a good plug though. Again, check us out, Spotify. Check us out, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram,
Nexopia,
whatever it might be. Nexopia. Yes, we still exist. Yes, we're still alive. We're still kicking around.
Google Plus.
Guys, everybody be safe. We'll talk to you soon.